Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up its running shoes and dives deep into the heart of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, and I am thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore the stories that go beyond the pavement. I'd like to invite you here at the top to support this podcast, and there are so many awesome ways that you can do that. You can start by making sure you find, subscribe, or follow this podcast on your favorite podcasting app, whatever that may be, or you can find it online at communityrunpod.com or new runbuildgrow.com, which I just finished that site and it is now up and running. So you can find it at either one of those two. I'm going to move away from the communityrunpod.com website here soon, but you can still find it there for the time being. But head on over to that new website, make sure to bookmark it, or easiest way, make sure to follow and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Make sure to hit that auto download button. That way the episodes are automatically in your feed as soon as they come out. And while you're online, make sure to head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and review the podcast to help others notice how much you enjoy it. And if you rate it or if you review it, I will read your reviews on the next podcast. And something that I just learned is that you can't review a whole podcast on Spotify, but you can go and drop a comment on an episode saying how much you love episodes. And so if you drop a comment in the episode for the podcast, I will also read that. And so I think you know where this is going. I had someone drop a comment on my last podcast with Mike Couch. I got Dat Frenchie over on Spotify who says, another solid episode. Love the varied topics and down-to-earth handling of running, making it more approachable to the masses who might never have thought of running. So thank you so much for that review on that episode. Again, if you haven't listened to that episode with Mike, it is a great one. And so before we get into this episode, if you want to hop back in the feed and listen to some of the other episodes, if you're here because of today's guest, who is James Dowell, who I'll introduce a little bit more in a second, and you haven't really been a part of the Run, Build, Grow family listenership yet, go back and listen to some of those episodes. I have had some great folks on here. Make sure to share this podcast. And so the greatest thing that you can do is just, once you listen to it, if you love it, you know, you leave that review, share it with your friends, share it with your running community so that we can all learn and grow on the run and beyond together. And lastly, if you would like to help to support me monetarily, that helps to, you know, keep this podcast going, keep the lights on, keep these episodes coming, bring in these amazing guests. I'd love it if you go and help support the Run and Rev Run Club. You can either do that with a one-time donation or a monthly membership. And so you can head on over to buymeacoffee.com/runandrev. You can drop a tip if you really love this episode or another episode really hits you and you just want to leave a one-time tip. Or you can become a member with a monthly donation. So I don't have anything really to offer yet. I'm trying to build that up a little bit and see what can happen. So if you go ahead and become a member, as I start to roll out maybe some other things, I'm going to be so excited when I am able to do that stuff. And so if you support right now, you know, you kind of get in on the ground floor. So I'd love it if you'd support me that way. But without any further ado, let's hop into this episode. I am joined by James Dowell, who is one of the co-leaders of Prolific Run Crew out of Charlottesville, Virginia, a Black-led run crew in Charlottesville, Virginia. And this is a great episode because I met James at the Shamrock Marathon weekend a few weeks ago. I got to know him really well, got to hear a lot about Prolific, and I immediately knew I had to have him on because the things that they are doing at Prolific are amazing and are great. And so I wanted to have James on, come and talk a little bit about the Run Club, about what started the Run Club, about why this Black run space is such an important thing for our communities. The running community as a whole needs these spaces to be created and needs this sort of elevation of these things. And so what it means for us to be in community together. So let's hop into this episode with James and let's just hear all about this Run Club, his journey, and everything else that's happening with Prolific and across the world when it comes to these Black-led run groups. All right. Welcome in, everybody. Today, I am joined by James Dowell. James is joining us from Charlottesville, Virginia. James, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me, man. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to join this space with you and, you know, share a little bit about Prolific and myself.
Yeah, definitely. So you've already kind of introduced it right there. You know, James is not just any runner in Charlottesville. He leads Such an amazing group that I had an opportunity of meeting this last Shamrock weekend, a few weekends ago. And so, James, as we get started here, what is your running community and what makes your running community awesome?
Yeah, so I'm one of the co-founders of Prolific Run Crew based out of Charlottesville, Virginia. We started in 2019, spring, summer of 2019. And we're celebrating our 5-year anniversary this year, so I'm looking forward to that. But Charlottesville, it's Central Virginia, home of the Wahoos, Virginia, University of Virginia. So it's a college town, so it's a lot of runners, a lot of competitive runners. I think the Reebok team used to be stationed here. Mm-hmm. Their team used to run out of Charlottesville. But like someone like myself that didn't run in high school or didn't run collegiately, and just now getting into running and, you know, calling ourselves non-runners and things of that throughout the journey, but to have grown and, you know, crossed that marathon finish line and saw other run crews and run crew members of our own cross that marathon, first time halves, first time 5Ks, challenging themselves. But that's a piece of our run community here in Charlottesville. And you know, the Black Run Crew space is pretty amazing. We've connected with a lot of run crews across the states, and you know, traveling for these larger big marathon weekends is amazing, because we get to meet up and share community.
Yeah, and so let's start with your run journey and where you started, because I know definitely from a lot of our conversations, there's like the James side and then there's the Prolific side. So let's go back. What got you into running?
Yeah, so actually my co-founder, Will Jones, he's a barber, and he used to just invite folks out to come run. Like, hey man, like I'm about to run this route. I'm gonna run it at this time. Usually it was at night at that moment. This is prior to the run crew being formed. And he would just invite, you know, folks that he knew throughout the barbershop to join him. And as I mentioned before, being a non-runner, asking someone to come out to run 3 to 4 miles just isn't appealing. So me and one of my best friends from college, we had just recently graduated college, and we was kind of looking like for what's next step in our life. And we accepted the challenge. So we kind of worked our way up before coming out to join them. So we would go out and like run a mile to 2 miles. But besides accepting that invitation and coming out to run, man, it was just a kind of like a dry spell of graduating college, coming back home and not knowing what's next. And I had been through a lot of life crises with my family, in the sense of like losing a brother and losing a best friend and losing my grandfather, where you needed, but a lot of times a lot of people bottle that grief up and don't know how to grieve and trauma. And I basically put it into the pavement, man, and started running and never looked back since. But it's just a physically and mental challenge that helps you deal with those hard situations that you deal with in life. And kind of leaned into that, and that's why, you know, I've been able to share not only my passion but my enthusiasm with my fellow crew members and Prolific, and live out our mission as to what we continue to do today. You know, a lot of run crews you'll see and say is bigger than the run, and this is one of those reasons as to why.
Definitely. And so you start running, and it sounds like, I'm guessing probably like most of us, it takes you a little bit of time before it really starts to kind of kick in. So what are those early days, months, even years, as you're starting to build up this runner's base, as you're starting and even like looking towards Prolific and everything that y'all are doing, like what did that journey look like for you as you begin to build mileage, but you also begin to build relationships in that too?
Yeah, man, the relationships is key. You know, that allows you to hold yourself accountable and, you know, set those alarm clocks and continue to wake up and continue to get up and get out that bed and go on that run. Because if anyone's like me, I enjoy the social aspect to run crews and running more so than the miles. The miles is just the bonus. And, you know, when I wake up to leave the house to go run, I'm dreading it because I'm like, man, that first mile is going to suck. But personally for myself, man, you know, it kind of took to get injured to start realizing, you know, what it is that I wanted to seek out of it, what it was that I wanted to get out of this run thing. And yeah, man, you know, within that first year, I'm not paying attention to the type of running shoes. I'm not paying attention to running gear. And I'm just out there, you know, free flowing. And a bunch of us were. And, you know, within that first year, a lot of us got injured, whether it was shin splints, runner's knee, Achilles tendonitis, and then we started leaning into strength training and knocking down those barriers of resources that we lacked, and try to, you know, disperse them amongst the entire crew so that we were getting what we needed, so that we were building these connections and resources in Charlottesville to, you know, make sure that we had the proper shoes and proper run gear and proper nutrition plans and proper strength training plans and things of that nature. And it kind of just grew over time just because it was a healthy benefit for not only myself but for the entire crew. And I ran my first marathon in 2021. So that's 2 years after creating this run community that we started. And that was a first time marathon race for a bunch of folks. It was a first time half marathon race for a bunch of folks and 8K race for a bunch of folks. So just growing over time, but being consistent.
Yeah. And so we fast forward, but also kind of find in the middle that journey of this run club, this run community. And I think that folks are going to listen to you and begin to do the math, so to say, and they see, you know, Prolific starting in the summer of 2018 and in Charlottesville, Virginia, as bad as it is. But, you know, to name here on the podcast for those listening on this audio platform, you know, James is Black. And I think that there's a lot of stereotypes that come with that. And especially thinking about being Black in Charlottesville, Virginia, post 2017, during those rallies and during those just terrible events that we see of people trying to take over Charlottesville. And so how much do you see in yourself this journey of what it means to be a Black runner, but also to be a Black community leader who is bringing sort of this attention in an area where that is traumatized almost by this sort of not ideology, but existence?
I'm a native of Charlottesville, so I grew up here. So, you know, this is the history that I was raised in. And, you know, Prolific didn't start, you know, directly after A11, A12. You know, there's been a lot of great initiatives and community members and activists who has continued to push back and challenge Charlottesville for, you know, what happened here. But for Prolific being a Black-led run crew, and it's a very diverse run crew because we are in Charlottesville, but, you know, empowering and uplifting the Black and brown community is what we do, is the route that we run. The route we run is a 4.5-mile route through Black Charlottesville, all of the marginalized and underserved communities, the public housing sites, African-American historical churches, landmarks, cemeteries, things of that nature. So we're doing that every day. I mean, we're doing that 3 times a week every day that we run. And it's with full intention. Our route starts and finishes at the African American Heritage Center here in Charlottesville, which continues to live out and highlight the Black African American history of Charlottesville, Virginia, and keeping that alive, and the families, members that's been affected from a lot of trauma and history that's happened here in Charlottesville, Virginia. But for myself, man, it's just, you know, letting our voices be heard and letting our people be heard, regardless if running is our driving force, just making sure we're very intentional of why we do what we do and why we run the route that we run. But also knowing that running isn't, that's not the answer to all. And, you know, checking in and tapping in with these communities here in Charlottesville and asking our people what it is that they need or what it is how we can help, even if it isn't running, you know, moving your body and activity and boutique gyms, which we have a lot of them in Charlottesville, is a barrier to movement and to activity just because of financial abilities that certain folks might not have or be able to meet. So, you know, it's free for what we do. And, you know, you do need a nice pair of shoes to try to prevent injuries, but we can also help families and things with that as well. But, you know, what happened here, and Will says it in our Who is a Runner film, but, you know, A11 and A12 is the history that Charlottesville has lived with forever. It's, we're the, you know, birthplace of white supremacy, you know, Thomas Jefferson up on the hill, Monticello, and the University of Virginia, and the history that the community members and residents from Charlottesville already have with the divide at UVA, but continuing to knock down and break down those barriers to bridge that gap, and, you know, so that we can grow and be a better place.
And it becomes more than just sort of that one little story, but it becomes building that community from a place where it needs to be built. And I think that that's often something that especially those in more privileged spaces may often not think about when they're taking up space And I think it might sound weird for some folks to say that, but, you know, there's a lot to be said for taking up space and for being present in the community and for showing folks this is what this looks like. And so you guys really kind of take on that responsibility, that, you know, even ability of doing that. And so as a run club leader who's coming in, showing the community, this is what we are. This is who Charlottesville actually is. Like, it's not, you know, it does have this sort of tarnished history, this traumatic history, even so. What are you guys doing in the community on the run and beyond as you're seeking to transform this narrative about what running looks like in your community?
Yeah, man. I mean, to have grown up here and to have witnessed runners running through town all the time, whether I'm driving to work, whether I was a kid biking around, it never meant nothing to me. I always associated running with either track and field or distance runners. And, you know, with track and field, you know, you compete. So you race in high school, you race in college, and, you know, whether you continue to maintain that ability to still be into, you know, speed racing or speed running in post-collegiate. Other than that, all I knew was cross country, and none of that was appealing. You know, with the track and field, you know, I have best friends that ran track in college, but, you know, if I wasn't fast, I couldn't participate in it. So, you know, I never just saw myself as a runner. And to create a space here in Charlottesville where all black and brown men and women, kids, young, old, can be seen and not have to associate it with that competitive nature, it's just amazing. My stepmother, she comes out and she walks every day that we're out there, and she's had two hip replacements. And for her to know that she don't have to come out there and be fast to be seen and to be included in an inclusive, you know, run, walk, running group, it's just amazing to see these people live out things that they thought they would never be able to do. And it's exciting to keep it going, you know. A lot of times this is something that can be seasonal. I think we're fortunate to have all four seasons and not have to deal with too much of a winter. But it's a year-long thing, and it's established to the point where now that we have done this for 5 years straight, we don't have to think about will this continue, because it has been solidified as a foundation here in Charlottesville, Virginia, for all folks, so that they know they can show up any Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the African American Heritage Center, and there will be prolific folks there, and you can, you know, tack a lot of 1 mile route, you can tack a lot of 4 mile route, but at the end of the day, it'll still be community.
So let's explore kind of the beginnings of what prolific was. And, you know, I think we can spend a lot of time focusing on, you know, things that sparked it, community events, what that community has meant. So let's go back to that summer of 2018 as you guys are starting prolific, and even just, you know, thinking about the word prolific and what it means in a general context. And so what sort of sparked the interest in starting this group, but also, you know, what made you, you know, what kind of is driving you forward as you're, you know, running together, community together, you know, you're not just logging the miles, but you're doing a lot of this stuff. So what sort of was the spark of that?
Yeah. So it was actually the summer of 2019, and it was really just a bunch of brothers running. It was probably a group of average from like 3 to like 5 or 6 of us. And, you know, we're pushing on one another. We're challenging one another. We're racing each other up the hills. And, you know, we just realized how much that brotherhood was meaning to us and how significant it was for us to look forward to it each week and each day that we would show up and come out there. And, you know, we realized at that point it was bigger than just the running aspect of it. We figured out that we was forming this brotherhood. We was creating these relationships and challenging each other in the most vulnerable state of our bodies, because that's what running does to you. It exhausts you. But we were also cheering on folks as we got to the top of the hill. And, you know, throughout that summer, we was like, man, yo, we can grow this thing. Like, we can create this safe space for not only men, but women to come out and challenge themselves, challenge their bodies, but also have a sense of community. And that was a small seed before it was even planted. And, you know, fast forward later in the summer of 2019, we held a charitable Run These Streets 4-miler, and I think we had over like 200 people sign up, but it was a lot of Black and brown folks that came out and challenged themselves through the route that we run today. And I think at that moment, that's when we realized we could build something here in Charlottesville. And our group morning weekly runs were still small. I mean, no more than 5 to 10 people. Even after hosting that Run These Streets 4-miler, we just, you know, kept pressing on and kept being consistent and showing up and running. And we just found a niche for it. It ballooned in 2020 of the pandemic because, as you know, a lot of people were stuck in the house, nothing to do. They encouraged you to exercise. They encouraged you to get out and move your body. And when they opened it up where a larger group of folks could gather, it was like, hey, I think it's time to start Prolific back up. And one thing turned into another. You know, by the middle of summer of 2020, it was over 100 folks showing up each run. And that's when I think we kind of like, this is bigger than the run portion of this. This is a sense of community that some folks have been seeking for a while. And there's no better time than now to lean on each other, because there was a lot of social injustice issues going on at the time and police brutality, and folks just had a lot of anger built up, and, you know, that this was an outlet to get it out.
And on your website, you talk about sort of that, I love it, what is it, letting the rage out. And I think that there's a lot of runners who can empathize with that idea, because running is a way, you know, I often say it's not therapy, but running is therapeutic because it allows you to both release everything, but it also tires you to a point where not a lot matters. And so as people are coming in, you know, how are they sort of letting those emotions go? What sort of space are you providing for these emotions to just be released?
Yeah, man. So to let that rage out came from one of our leaders in the run crew, Amon Hawkins. He played here at the University of Virginia, legend football player, but he kind of embodied that football mentality. And at the end of one of our runs, he was like, man, y'all care if I let that rage out? And he was like, nah, do your thing. And he got everybody clapping like the football chant. And he was like, on three, like, let it out. Like, whatever it is you're dealing with, you battling this week, this morning, past year, just let it out. And you do this, like, this chant. And then we just scream, like, you know, we letting out whatever trauma, challenges, walls you've been hit with or dealing with that week. And we do it at the end of each of our runs. And that was all started by him, but we all embody that. And we continue to do it, whether he's there or not. And that's how we close out each of our runs, man. And it is therapeutic. Running is therapeutic, pushing your body, continuing to challenge your body and step outside that comfort zone helps you approach challenges that you deal with in life. And then letting the rage out just, you know, helps you release it from your body.
And so I want to explore this word prolific, because I think when folks, you know, they'll see it in the podcast notes, they'll see it, you know, when I share the links for Instagram and just all that stuff, and they'll see prolific. And you and I kind of had a conversation on the side on Instagram a little bit about it, but, you know, tell us, what is prolific? Because I mean, it's such an amazing backstory for y'all to take. But it also means so much more now that y'all have been around for 5 years than the backstory is. The backstory is honestly just like the start of it. So what is prolific, and what does it come to mean for you all as a club?
Yeah, man. So it was inspired by then living legend Nipsey Hussle, which he's passed, but it was inspired by his single Victory Lap. And he starts to track off with, I'm prolific. I'm so gifted. I'm the type that's going to go get it. And that's what we embody with our crew. To live prolific is to live a true, meaningful life and to be prolific with everything that you do. And that's what we embody. That's the swag of our run crew, but also the motto of just the way that we live. And we kind of share that amongst, you know, our crew members and the community, greater community of Charlottesville. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we show up to these races and we show why we're prolific. And as you can see under my head, it says that we hear. Mm-hmm. It's something that we say. And it started from literally just showing up, you know, just being here, taking up space, being presence. We hear. And that goes hand in hand with being prolific and to live prolific. And that's why we do what we do. And the Run Crew started living that out. It started embodying what it means to be prolific. And that was when the name transpired into the Run Crew. The brand was actually created in 2018 prior to any Run Crew was even formed for everything that I just explained. But it was intentional to be for just merch and apparel. And when the Run Crew formed and started growing and showing what it could do for Charlottesville, it was living out what the apparel company wanted to be and drive towards and to power and uplift the marginalized communities. And that's what we continue to do, man, whether it's with our merch, whether it's with community engagement, or whether it's with our Run Crew. We just embody that slogan from Nipsey Hussle: I'm prolific, I'm so gifted, I'm the type that's going to go get it. And that's how we approach life.
And so when you think about what it means, you say we're here, and we talked a bit ago about like occupying, taking up space, and how important that often becomes in the running community, because you don't see yourself a lot in the running community. And I think especially in our society here in 2024, it is so important, no matter who you are, to be able to see yourself, because there are so many wasted gifts when we can't see ourselves in something. And to think that everybody or all these people have to be the first at something, you know, you guys are laying a foundation for people to see themselves in the running community. And so what are some ways that you're embodying that we hear mentality, not just in Charlottesville, but I mean, I saw y'all show up in mass in Virginia Beach at Shamrock Weekend, and the energy that y'all were giving off, you know, when I'm coming home with a buddy of mine in the half marathon, you know, that there's something to be said about that. So what are some of the other ways that you're embodying, not just that Nipsey Hussle, you know, lyric, but this idea of we here?
Yeah, man. I mean, we show up as a family, and we show up and we run support. And when I say we run support, you know, we have folks that sign up to do, you know, maybe something they never thought they could do, whether it's their first whatever race it is, marathon, half marathon, 8K. And then we have folks in Prolific that show up and that will run the entire marathon, half marathon, 8K, 5K with them. I don't mean in a way of like I signed up and I'm not going to leave you. I mean, they literally show up. They have a backpack with whatever it is that you need on it. And we'll go out to mile 17 if we need to and run you from 17 into the finish line. And then we have folks at the cheer zone, and they say, if you don't run, you must cheer. But actually embodying that cheer zone mentality and showing up for not just our people, but for all folks, whoever needs the assistance, whoever needs the guidance, but also representation. And that's a key thing when you say like, us not seeing ourselves in this run space, taking up space, intentionally showing up and being loud and showing that we are here and we aren't going anywhere. And just this past year in October, we went to the Detroit Free Press Marathon. We had seven women of color run their first marathon in Detroit, which is one of the blackest cities in America. And it's documented, it's actually out now, and it's called Soul Sisters, Prolific Soul Sisters. And that was powered by Brooks, shot by amazing black filmmaker, Kenny. And it highlights, you know, what it means to be prolific, but what it also means for these women to step out and show folks that don't believe or see themselves as runners that this space is for us. And if they don't want us in it, we're going to take it up regardless. And they've lived out, you know, a lot of dreams for folks and inspire folks to now want to sign up for their first marathon, which a lot of folks will be doing at the Every Woman's Marathon in Savannah, Georgia this year. And so we're planning to be there. And some of those women that ran their first marathon are planning to do it again. And it's an exciting time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, when we look at this space and what it means for you all to be involved, and, you know, fortunately, it's just like Charlottesville, where we talk about, you know, the events of 8/11 and 8/12, and we, you know, see stories like, you know, the Boston Marathon cheer zone. We see stories like Ahmaud Arbery. We see stories of, you know, people getting harassed just on marathon routes. And so what it means to kind of take up that space and to be there, what's it like for you to go to all of these different communities, you know, coming from Charlottesville, doing these things in Charlottesville, to go to these other communities, to go to Detroit, to go to, you know, you're doing 26 Point True, if I'm not mistaken. So going up to Boston, being in New York, I remember you talking about LA, being in LA, you know, what's it like for you going to these spaces, supporting your run crew, getting your own miles in and just being a part of that yourself?
Yeah, man, it's been amazing. The past, I say 3 years, yeah, coming up on 3 years, so this will be our third year going to Boston. But the past 3 years, we are just realizing how together the Black run space is in this run community. We didn't even know run crews existed when we created our run crew. So this wasn't something that we formed because we were idolizing, you know, the long living run crews that LA and New York has been doing. We started seeking and looking out for other run crews because we was like, yo, I wonder if we go do this race here. I wonder if there's another Black led run crew we could link up with just so that we, you know the ins and out of this race or this. And then we found We Off the Couch in Richmond and we was like, yo, they are in our backyard. Mm-hmm. Let's go link up with them. And we linked up with them and it was like family. And when we went to Boston for the first time in 2021, we linked up with Sid and Pioneer's run crew. And it was all these other Black run club leaders and run crews there. And we was like, wow, this is a thing. Like, this is something that's like, we had no idea about. So to show up in these other spaces and to see other, you know, fellow run club leaders and run crews and Black and brown women, you know, showing up and running these marathons and Black and brown men and young adults showing up and taking up space. It feels great to be a part of like amplifying our voices and showing up in ways where we just, you know, like I said, I wasn't a runner, so I'm not accustomed to this lifestyle of this white run space. You know, I turned a blind eye to it just because it wasn't something that was appealing. And then to know that not only are we taking this space up and a part of it, but like smashing records and things too. So to know folks out here that's, you know, grabbing all of those medals on those major marathons and signing up to do things that they thought they would never do, it's just an amazing feeling to be a part of pioneering it and growing it and showing other, you know, young boys and girls that this is a space for you, that you can come in and you can dominate if this is what you want to do, regardless of the age.
Yeah. And I mean, it just becomes such an important topic when we begin to think about what the future of the running community looks like, because we see all of the trauma, we see all the pain, we see all the hurt. You know, it's, I mean, well documented, just the saddening fact of American Black female born marathoners who have broken 3 hours, and the fact that we can keep a list on things like that. But even then, to see, you know, the women, I was able to watch most of the Soul Sisters documentary and to just kind of see their journey and what they're going through. And for that to just be able to be put out there for other folks to see, you know, as you're thinking about the future of running, not just your future of running, but the future of running in general. And you think about the role that groups like Prolific, We Off the Couch, you know, what's the one in Detroit? Run 313?
Yeah, we run 313.
And then, and just groups like that, you know, what is your hope for these groups that part of their purpose is to take up space so that folks can feel welcome in these communities? You know, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are you looking towards as y'all continue to grow?
Yeah, man. You know, I think that's not really a question that I ask myself because I'm like, you know, living in this space and living within race after race or year after year. But to see the impact and the growth and the spread of the Black run space has taken up in the entire world, and to see all of the connections that has been built when folks go over to the Tokyo Marathon and they can have a Black led shakeout run from a connections that's been built from us growing and building this Black run space is really all you can ask for, because that's touching another community, each person that's getting involved with a run crew or the next folk that you're meeting or the, you know, the next news article that's blasted your run crew. You're touching another community. And a lot of folks ask about expansion, or like, would you like your run crew to be here? And it's like, if there's an amazing, dope run crew already there, building that connection and growing those resources is really all that we need to do to continue to open up access to this run space. And I think that we're doing a great job at doing that with everyone that's like-minded and that has come together, whether it is you're racing and you're trying to, you know, Boston qualify, or you're just a beginner runner and you just looking after running your first 1 mile or 5K. It's all growing of this space and opening up the doors for us to feel more welcome. And that's really all that I can ask for.
And what about the youth side of that? Because I think that that's another one. You've got these young kids who are looking up for you. You know, my mind is immediately going to watching Anthony's stories right after Shamrock with his kids doing the 8K.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does it look like for you guys, for Prolific, all your run crew to be supporting the youth of tomorrow? I mean, not even just the youth of tomorrow. I try and get myself out of that, but the youth of today who are, you know, just because of the way that our society functions, you know, youth are having to take such a big role in leadership, in responsibility. And so what does it look like, Prolific, working with youth, Black youth, or just youth in general in Charlottesville?
Yeah, man. I mean, the youth is our future. So, you know, you gotta pay attention to what you're doing, because someone's always looking up to you or watching you. But, you know, our crew is, you know, made up of a lot of adults. So, you know, we have kids that's within the crew that we've saw grown from toddlers to babies to high schoolers to graduates from college and sending people off to college. And, you know, some that's been involved or some that just watch from afar. But with our route and with the communities that we run through, we're also very intentional that we're consistent and continue to show up, but also, you know, get involved with them, you know, whether it's getting involved with, you know, the local public school system and whether it's volunteering. But we have teachers that our group is made up of, and, you know, they keep us involved, and, you know, it's just really supporting and being that extra shoulder that a child can lean on, or just a resource that a child can reach out to. And I think that's key. It's really just relationship building at the end of the day, because, you know, we might think, oh, let's get these kids out here to run with us. And if they just dislike running, they associate running with Prolific if they don't like it. And that's not what we want at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we want to build that relationship with them. So, you know, it's really just meeting them where they're at. And I think that's a huge part of us. We're not forcing kids to have to come out and run for them to be a part of Prolific. You know, we can step inside of their space and, you know, meet them where they're at and just continue to provide resources for them.
And I think that's definitely great, because one of the things that I love to focus on in this podcast is this space of what can the run community do for the greater community, right? How can we take something we love, and it doesn't even have to be for other kids who are running. It can be for other kids who are just living. Especially in the case when we start to think about active anti-racist things, of being able to say, we as a run crew, we're taking up space so that these kids, they're welcome. It doesn't matter whether they run or not. And I think that becomes such an important point when we talk about community is, you know, for a lot of us, we've been given a gift, right? We've been given an opportunity to run, and we've all been given an opportunity to take up space in some way. And how are we using what we've been given to be able to do that? And in some ways, we use either what has been privileged to us or sometimes what we have to kind of take by force. And I think it's important that we kind of name where that is. And so even as you're looking at, you know, Charlottesville, as you're looking beyond Charlottesville, as you're looking at all of your travels, as you're looking at Prolific, you know, what are some of the things that you want to see from Prolific? You know, where else are you going? I mean, you've already done so much. It's so hard to believe. You know, I love these Brooks documentaries that y'all have been doing. And I love the features in Runner's World. And so it's almost like, you know, what else is there to do, really? But I mean, I feel like also you've only scratched the surface of what is possible.
Yeah, and that's true, man. And I feel the same way. It's crazy to think that it is year 5. I mean, you know, at some of our Friday runs, I'm like, we just started this thing last year, right? Like it's,
yeah,
you know, you get that itch. And I think that comes from it being a passion though. So, you know, when I think about where we're going, it's continuing to be present to be able to do what we do, continue to be healthy to be able to do what we do, continue to show up. And, you know, I believe in, you know, us continuing to show up at all of these, you know, races, whether they're here local, whether they're here in Virginia, but also these out of town races, and allow folks to feel our energy, to share that energy, but also show up for others as well. And I think the more we can do that, the more we can shed light on this run space, the more that we can continue to collaborate with other brands and other run crews, and to share our mission, the other brands and run crews can share their mission as well. And I think that'll just allow more of a pool of us to be able to navigate through this run space and navigate, you know, through life. And I think this can be a for lifer, not just a prolific thing, but continuing to grow the Black run space. It's us just scratching the surface. I guarantee you that, you know, all of these other run club leaders are feeling the same way. And with that mentality and energy, if we all approach it with that mindset, I think, you know, we all are just getting started and we all are just growing. But it's so much out there, and it's so much, so many opportunities, and we're seeking them all, man.
It's so great, because when we think about when I moved back here to Hampton Roads, it was, you know, it was a big community, but with these just sole pockets of things. And so to even just think, you know, we're my run club's 2 years into it. And even thinking back on that and what we've accomplished in this time, and then to think moving forward of what it could look like moving in the future, and kind of taking all these ideas of, you know, what does this space mean for folks who are coming in, who are experiencing it, and how can we help them to develop that love, that passion, but even also just develop that sense of community. So I want to hit these into podcast questions before we hop off. So
sure.
James, what is your favorite race distance?
I'm gonna go with a 10-miler, man. It's a sweet spot.
All right. You know, we got one of those down here at Virginia Beach in September, right?
I do know, man. I need to check it out. I like running in Virginia Beach, man. It's flat. We don't get that in Charlottesville. We don't get that.
Yeah, run 10 miles, have about 5 feet of elevation for the whole run.
Yeah, I love it, man. That half marathon is so sweet down there. We have a 10-miler. It's the weekend right after the Shamrock half. And people, literally, I run with it like, I'd rather run the half marathon in Virginia Beach than run out of 10-miler. And I agree. And I agree with
you. I have trouble questioning them on that one, right?
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite thing to eat post-run?
Pizza.
Pizza.
We go to Mellow Mushroom after every Shamrock Sunday. We go right over there. We've been there the past 3 years.
All right. So what is the most interesting thing to happen to you on the run?
Interesting. I mean, I'm going to have to go with a marathon. And at that point, I mean, I don't know if it's interesting or just bad, but I'd never not been able to walk in at like mile 16. I had a cramp that I've never received my entire life, and I didn't know what was happening. Other than that, I don't really have too many issues running. I'm not like a person that has to use the bathroom in the middle of a run at all. If I go before, I'm perfectly fine. Yeah, nothing too random.
All right. And then final question. Why should someone find and join their local groups for a run?
Listen, it'll kickstart your day, not only day, it'll kickstart your life, whether it's a mental or a physical aspect of it. It'll help you deal with issues and problems and coping mechanisms that you have never experienced in your life by joining a walk or run crew. I don't care if it's walking, I don't care if you're crawling or if you're running, it will change your life.
Awesome. What a great message to leave to our listeners. James, thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate you, Andrew, and my pleasure.
Thanks for joining, and remember, make every mile count.